Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Spiritual warfare is a phrase that we hear a lot in the church. And while many people have an idea of what it is, many people do not fully understand it and thus are unaware that they have been in many spiritual battles over the course of their lifetimes. The devil is committed to preventing people from knowing God and trusting Him with their lives. The enemy's tactics do differ depending on whether someone is already a Christian or not, but his ultimate purpose is always to keep people from experiencing the love of God. Now, let me clarify this for everyone listening. Spiritual warfare is not something to be feared because the battle belongs to the Lord. This war is not one that we fight on our own, but we allow God to fight for us because it's only when we do this that we will be able to wage victorious spiritual warfare. This war affects every area of your life. There is no way you can avoid the conflict. A lot of Christians don't even know they're at war, but others can see the results of the battle in their lives because they have become casualties of spiritual warfare. They're discouraged, depressed, downtrodden, and defeated. Others are marital and family casualties. Divorce, conflict, and abuse are some of the battle scars these believers bear. Let me give you some insight on the enemy's strategy when it comes to spiritual warfare. There are 4 things the enemy sets out to achieve when he attacks believers. These 4 things are to discourage, to distract, to stir discontent, and to bring discord. Allow me to elaborate. The enemy seeks to discourage you from your faith. The enemy seeks to distract you from your calling with worldly pleasure and all manner of temptation. The enemy seeks to stir discontent in your physical life. And finally, the enemy seeks to bring discord between you and other believers to stop the unity of the gospel. So here's how you gain victory. The Bible tells us that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. It's important to take regular time alone with God, preferably as free from distractions as possible. Jesus wanted to give God his full attention and spend time with his heavenly Father. If even Jesus needed to withdraw from crowds and his friends to be alone with God, and Jesus is God, how much more do his followers need to do the same? Prayer is a powerful weapon for spiritual warfare. Prayer is you giving your battles to God. You're calling on Him to engage in the battle for you.
2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Verse 5 says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This means every thought in your life should be restrained. It should be bound under the rulership of Jesus Christ. Saints of God, the battleground is the mind. And so we need to be diligent when it comes to what goes on between our ears.
You need to be alert. Don't give the devil a seat at your table. Don't give him an inch. Lock every door. Shut every potential entry point for the devil. And this means don't give room to anything ungodly in your life, because that gives room to the thief, the devil. I encourage you to make sure your spiritual alarm is switched on always. Be sensitive to the voice of God. Be sensitive to the counsel and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Be alert. Be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you can discern if there is any attempt by this thief to enter your life. The Amplified Translation says for 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6, "So then, let us not sleep in spiritual indifference as the rest of the world does, but let us keep wide awake, alert, and cautious, and let us be sober, self-controlled, calm, and wise." As children of God, we have been warned that we have an enemy, a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But here's where we should take confidence. God is on our side. God is in your corner. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2 goes further to state, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." So the Bible gives us many reasons not to be afraid of this thief.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
There is no reason to fear him. Although he comes only for destruction, we can call on the name of Jesus. We are secured because as long as we have God on our side, in our hearts, and in our corner, then he will be faithful to keep us. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will preserve you from all evil. He will preserve your soul, and wherever you go, and regardless of all of these promises that we have from God, I believe that we always need to be prepared for the coming of this thief we are warned about. That's why the Bible says repeatedly, "Be sober, be vigilant, be watchful." So what do you do when you've been warned that a thief is coming? When you know you have an enemy intent on coming to your house to steal and kill and destroy, what do? Well, you get your house in order. And as children of God, we need to be on guard, because here's what the enemy is after. He wants to steal. He wants to rob you of your joy, rob you of your loyalty to the Lord. He wants you to focus on all of these worldly things, on things that don't help your relationship with God. And if he can manage to steal your attention, dare I say, to steal your affection too, then he's done his job. If he can manage to make you lose your focus in your walk with Christ, then time will slip away. And before you know it, you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And before you know it, you're standing before the judgment seat of Christ. So while you still can, do some self-reflection. While you still can, prepare for this thief. Perform an inventory check. Perform a risk assessment in your life. What's taking up your time? Who's taking up your time? While you still can, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Because with God on your side, you have been assured of victory already. Don't give the enemy an inch. Don't give him room or an opportunity, but instead, be hidden in Christ. Arm yourself with the Word of God. Arm yourself in prayer. Cover yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty always. And put on the full armor of God and stand ready to fight.
Faith is having firm trust in God. It's trusting that He is the way out. It's trusting that He is a pillar of strength when you feel weak. Faith is you saying, "I am in God's hands, despite what comes." Faith is believing that God will honor and execute His word in your hour of need. To have faith is to trust in the Almighty God and believe that He will come through for you in all circumstances. Now, the thing about faith is, faith becomes more defined and refined in difficult circumstances. And don't be fearful and start thinking that you need faith the size of Noah's Ark. In His teaching on faith, Jesus requires us to have faith as small as a mustard seed. Hebrews 12 verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." If you feel like your faith is inadequate, then remember these two things. Your only requirement is to have faith the size of a mustard seed and to look to Jesus as the beginning and the end of Christian faith.
There's a tendency for believers to gravitate toward the scriptures of protection, hope, and mercy, but ignore scriptures like James 2 verse 19, which says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." The spirit realm is as real as the screen in front of you. Demons are as real as the angels we love to read about when it comes to our protection. Demons are nothing to fear or be afraid of because we are offered power and protection through the blood of Jesus Christ. However, this is no excuse to be ignorant of the fact that demons, unclean, and evil spirits still operate in the world today. If you didn't know, demons can see. They have eyes, and they can recognize who this person is or who that person is. Just read Mark chapter 3 and 11, and you'll find it says, "And whenever the unclean spirit saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" They saw him, and they knew. To take it a step further, demons can teach, albeit falsely, but they can still possess a person to teach heresy. Just read 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Did you get that? Teachings of demons. I'm highlighting all of this so the scales can be removed from your eyes. We need to realize who we are up against and what we are up against. You see, the average Christian is a surface-level Bible reader, meaning they read the Bible, but they don't intentionally study the Bible. They read God's Word, but they don't intentionally seek to gain knowledge from the Bible, and that's the problem. The first line in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." a lack of knowledge. Have you ever met another believer who is in the middle of a spiritual battle, but they don't know that they're in one? I mean, they are being attacked left, right, and center. Their marriage is under attack, and they think it's their friends who are the problem. They're sick in their bodies, but the doctor can't seem to find a cause. Their money isn't adding up, even though they have automated their saving. Nothing makes sense to them, regardless of what's going on, because there is a lack of knowledge. And I say a lack of knowledge because a surface-level Christian would fight everyone and everything in front of them. But a mature believer would know Ephesians 6 verse 12, which says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Saints, this is the knowledge that we need. To know that our fight is not in this physical realm, but it's in the supernatural realm. And the thing is, the spiritual realm can often manifest itself in the physical realm, which is what can throw off the surface level believer. For example, when a demon-possessed man encountered Jesus in Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says in verse 18 that Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Notice the sequence of events here. The boy was demon-possessed. Jesus rebuked the demon. It came out of the boy. However, the result of the demon being cast away was healing. Personally, I would have expected the Bible say, and the boy was free. But no, that's not what it says. First, Jesus rebuked the demon. Secondly, it came out of the boy. Thirdly, he was healed at that moment. So you mean to tell me that this demon was responsible for sickness? Because we tend to associate the effects of demon possession with screaming and shouting or a person being disfigured and making unnatural noises. But in this case, the result of this boy being demon possessed was illness. If you go back to Matthew chapter 17, verse 15, the father of this boy said to Jesus, "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water." So we need to understand that demons are not these movie-like creatures that walk around tormenting and pushing people. They manifest in different ways. They are in the spiritual realm, but they can physically manifest. Here we can see that their manifestation was sickness. The sickness of this boy came about as a result of the demon, hence why Jesus rebuked the demon. The boy was instantly healed. So I would like to submit to you that it's entirely possible for some sickness, for some disease, to have no medical cure because it's spiritual in nature. The doctors can't find a cause. They can't explain how or why this is happening. But the solution goes back to a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil forces in the spiritual realm. So, we as believers need to be prayerful, but we need to especially be careful that we are not lacking in knowledge in our lives. The Bible says in Matthew 10, verse 1, "And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal every disease and every affliction." Saints, we too have been given this authority over unclean spirits. The Holy Spirit empowers us to cast them out and have victory in our lives.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.